This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. Draft environmental impact statement for proposed CMRR nuclear facility must be retracted because seismic hazard is underestimated and misrepresented. Intensive research by Robert H. Gilkison, registered geologist, discovered that the draft supplemental environmental impact statement for the proposed nuclear facility at LANL possibly misrepresents the ground motions by a large amount, omits important seismic information about the potential of active faulting close to the proposed site, and makes assumptions because the necessary field studies have not been done and must be retracted. The proposed nuclear facility is part of the DOE's plans to enhance its plutonium complex at Technical Area 55, called the Chemistry and Metallurgy Research Replacement CMRR project. The draft statement used a value of 0.3 g as the peak ground acceleration value for the vertical plane and not the value 0.6 g presented in the 2007 LANL Proballistic Seismic Hazard Analysis. G is the force of gravity on the Earth's surface. To the knowledge of the LANL scientists, the last surface rupturing earthquake on the 32-mile-long Pajarito Fault system occurred 1,400 years ago, but more recent powerful earthquakes may have occurred. Design work has focused on 7.27 Richter scale earthquakes, but anomalous earthquakes indicate that design should be increased to a minimum of 7.5. Further, there are six key parameters that must be investigated in order to characterize the seismic hazard. They are the fault locations, the fault geometry, the direction of the slip on the faults, the maximum magnitude of an earthquake, the rate at which earthquakes reoccur on the faults, and kappa, a key parameter for ground motions at specific LANL sites. In order to obtain this information, field studies must be conducted. LANL scientists recommended these studies in three key seismic reports written in 1995, 2007, and 2009, but those studies were not done. As a result, assumed values for the six key parameters were inserted into computer programs to estimate the seismic hazard for the design of the proposed nuclear facility. Moreover, Congress has appropriated and almost $500 million has been spent on the design of the proposed nuclear facility without accurate knowledge of the seismic hazard. Gilkison said, quote, "The draft supplemental environmental impact statement must be retracted by the DOE because it is incomplete, inadequate, underestimates, and misrepresents the seismic hazard at the proposed CMRR nuclear facility. DOE must perform the field studies that are identified as important by the LANL scientists in order to calculate the seismic hazard. No more taxpayer money should be spent on the design of the CMRR nuclear facility until there is accurate knowledge of the seismic hazard," end quote. Public comments are due June 28. This has been the CCNS News Update. To hear the update again, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.